Breda Fox is giddy in studio yet again today, and she's got two other young men with her. So she has Kevin Morden and Mark Quick. Breda, morning to you.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
I believe hot off the presses shortly, we're going to have the National Enterprise Awards for 2017. You're in the Mansion House of Morrock?
We are, thankfully. This is the 19th year of the awards, and it's an opportunity for the local enterprise offices, I suppose, to celebrate the achievements of our clients across the country. So our two representatives are Galway County and Galway City, and they'll join another 30 representatives from around the country in terms of national finals for these awards. Mm-hmm. It's very important for us, I suppose, that we showcase the work that our clients are doing in terms of creating employment and adding to economic development across the country. And I think it's a wonderful night. The awards are now going to be based on regional facilities. So our two lads here are going to represent Galway in the regional final against representatives from Roscommon and Mayo. And then there are other awards across Best Startup, Best Innovation, Best Export Business, and also Best Overall Winner. And there's over 40,000 to be up.
How many people entered this year?
In Galway, we would have had about 20 applications.
Wow, so you whittled them down to two then?
Yes, and I don't do that. It's not my... I don't take ownership for that. I outsource it, and we have criteria against which the applicants are judged and rated. And the two guys scored strongly across all categories, and we're very proud to have them represent us.
Are they your next friendly farmer? We always benchmark, no disrespect to that. We always benchmark against a friendly farmer because he was your first big success, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. But if you remember a few years ago, we had a company, Vision Built, from Oran Moore.
Yes.
You spoke to us, and that year the event was on in Kilmainham. And that company now, from a standing start in 2011-2012, are employing 50 people. They've moved on to Enterprise Ireland. So they truly are an Irish-grown multinational, and we're very proud of them. And hopefully these guys will be doing the same. I know Mark exports a lot and Kevin does an awful lot in terms of international marketing, but they can talk better about their businesses.
Kevin Morden, how are you today?
Very good, Keith.
Thanks for joining us today. Tell me a little bit about IMS Marketing.
So we're based in Oran Moore, Keith. We have a super talented group of 12 people out there. We're 10 years in business. And as Breda said, we're a international partner for many companies, not just in Ireland, but overseas, who are looking to develop European markets for their products and services. So that means we'll help them to research different markets and put strategies in place and implement them. And we've done that in about 16 different countries in the last 3 years.
So take me into the nitty-gritty of what you do then, because that's a fairly global statement. So simplify it for me, please.
Well, an example would be if it was a local Irish company and they had an idea, or they had, let's say they had an idea for a new business, or even if they had an established business and they had products and services that they wanted to export. So what we would do very simply is we'd research the markets that they want to sell into outside of Ireland. So we would look at the opportunity for them, and we'd help them to develop a plan then for developing that market. So that could be across the board. It could be looking at how those products will be promoted. It could look at what kind of distribution channels they need to sell through in different countries.
So you are kind of a logistics firm for them. You do the footwork for them.
So we would do the footwork, but from a marketing point of view. So what we are is a marketing company. So what we will do is we will help them to develop a marketing plan, and we'll help them then to resource the implementation of that marketing plan, probably over
a 12-year period. Can you measure it then when it's done?
Oh, absolutely, because, I mean, they're looking at how their sales grow. They're looking at how many opportunities derive from the investments they put in place. They're looking at the jobs that they create themselves too.
Now, you have 12 people employed in your 10 years in business, so you must be doing something very, very right.
Well, I hope so, yeah. Well, we have grown really a lot in the last 3 years in particular, and, you know, in the last, say, 18 months, we've had huge support from the local enterprise office, because we invested in a new office in Oran Moore, and you know, we had 6 people employed 18 months ago. Now we've 12. We're hoping to have 3 more positions in place by, you know, September, I would say, maybe even sooner. A big initiative for us was we started to target US-based companies who didn't have any marketing footprint or office in Europe, and we started to offer them a service where we would do all their marketing into Europe for them. So companies in the US, small to medium size, and even multinationals.
Stay with me if you don't mind. Mark, quick morning to you.
Good morning, how you doing?
No, thank me. Where did the surname Quick come from?
It came from my wife. We got married a few years back and I thought it was a pretty cool last name, so she wasn't going to take mine, so we went the other way around.
Did you take your wife's name?
I did.
Did you really?
Yeah, true story.
That's the first I've ever come across that.
Yeah, it's unusual. The people in the passport office didn't know what to make of it. And,
I bet you they didn't.
No, no. So, but anyway, the legislation's the same, so anyone can do it.
Okay, so take me back though. Where does the Quick name come from?
It's English originally. Her great-grandmother was from Wicklow and went off and married an English
quick fella.
And that didn't suit either of the families at the time, so off they went to Canada.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice surname. So talk to me a little bit about your company indeed, Ninth Impact Design.
Yeah, we build games for people's mobile phones. So if you have an Apple or an Android phone, you can download some of our games. You just type in Ninth Impact and we have 10 games on either phones there that you can play.
How do you make money out of creating games, can I ask you?
Well, all of our games are free to download, so nobody pays to download them and start playing them. But then as they get into playing them, there's lots of things inside the game that you can buy if you want. So upgraded weapons, more coins to buy other stuff, you can change a lot of the characters' clothes, which is, you know, really appealing to certain demographics. And then we put advertising in the games as well, which makes us money.
Bar the advertising, the game sounds like a very good city council meeting. Bar the advertising, yeah.
Yeah, that might be our next game.
I tell you one thing, I give you the footprint for it. I have all the information, you can do it. So that's how you make a few bob out of it then. How many are you employing then?
Well, we have 7 up in the Galway Technology Centre, it's where we're based now. So we started back in 2014 and there was just 3 founders and we were working out in my living room. We brought the kitchen table into the living room and we were sitting around. So 2015 then was...
Was that before or after you were married?
That was after, yeah. Yeah.
That marriage did well to survive, so did you?
She'd been through worse. And so we went from there, I suppose, where there was 3 of us just meeting up at weekends and evenings and stuff. And we got support from the local enterprise office, which allowed us to, you know, get real offices and some staff and really start building as a professional company from there, you know. So that was mid-2015.
Bridget, they're all, I mean, it's all very modern, so it is. I mean, in the past you've brought, I don't mean this disrespectfully, but I mean the Friendly Farmer was produce. Yeah. Whereas now you've gone real techie on me.
It's not that I've gone real techie. I mean, these businesses are, you know, exist in Galway. And I think I have as much value on what you call the real businesses as any. I think anybody who's adding value and creating jobs in Galway deserves to be supported. But I think what's particularly nice gives these guys an advantage is they are in, you know, a high potential growth sector. And I do think they have an excellent chance in terms of representing Galway and winning tomorrow. And it would be great. We've had 2 winners before, as you know, so they have a standard to keep.
Do you know, lads, and can I just say to you, if you can't, Kevin and Mark, you actually can't come home without the silverware. You'll be walking home. She'll force you out of the Beetle. You won't bring them up in the Beetle, will you?
I won't, no.
No. Have you been in the Beetle, lads? Have you? Have you seen the Beetle?
No.
There's enough room for her in it.
No, that must be just for the winners.
Oh, it must be. Our lack of them. So this event is kicking off then tomorrow, 5:00 at Drinks Reception, 5:45 call to Dida.
Yes,
so that's very
going to be
Mansion
very
House.
Elegant. Yeah. It's black tie.
Is it?
Yes, so the Taoiseach will be speaking at it, as will our Minister, Mary Mitchell O'Connor. Mm-hmm. So it's a lovely event, actually. It's beautiful surroundings, obviously, in the Mansion House, and it's a great opportunity for our clients to celebrate their achievements. I think it's a great event.
Are you staying up tomorrow night, lads?
Yes,
we are.
Mr. Quick is, Mr. Yeah. Moran is Miss Fox?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Right,
so you're going to have a bit of an ease up then afterwards.
Ah, we will. We'll celebrate.
Only if we win.
Only if you win?
Yeah.
Are you that kind of person? If you don't win, you don't.
For sure, yeah.
It's sulk in the corner with Breed.
Breed is buying the drinks.
Take a photograph of that, will you?
Just
if you don't mind. Sorry, yeah. Oh, procurement. How do you sort out procurement in the mansion house?
It will be breeded buying the drink.
It'll be breeded buying the drink.
Yeah. We're going to get three quotes for every pint.
Can you imagine going into the Shelburne or something around the corner of the mansion house and saying, sorry, I shouldn't have said the Shelburne. What? The hairy lemon around the corner, that's better for you. Yeah. Can I have three quotes for the pints? The pint of Harp, the pint of Larg, and the pint of Guinness, yeah.
I know, it'll all be good. And we've had great support in terms of the local authority, in terms of, you know, facilities and everything for running events prior to this. So it's all good.
All right. So, lads, no pressure really, but the National Enterprise Awards tomorrow. Are they being televised? Somebody wants to know.
The winners will be announced on the 9 o'clock news. That's why it finishes early.
On the 9 o'clock news, it'll be done for you. All right. Listen, guys, thanks for joining. Good luck with it. Will you come back in if they win?
Absolutely.
Will you bring them in on? There'll be in no state now on Friday. Come into us maybe Monday if they win.
No worries, I'll text you anyway.
Will you? You will. I don't doubt that at all. So I don't, Breda. Listen, well done to you, Breda Fox, joining us in the local enterprise office. And thank you to Kevin Moran of IMS and Mark Quick of Ninth Impact. Thank you for joining. Can we find another man who ditched his own name? Breda, this is your job now, not mine. Contact the local enterprise. Another man who ditched his name and took his wife's name.
Well, I can think of one that I'd like to introduce the concept to. My daughter is an only child. She's Fox, and she's very keen to hang on to her name, so she hung on to it. So I might have a word with my son-in-law and see if he'll change. I think that's a great idea.
Consult his parents in Taylor's Hill fairly quickly. Sorry, John, I had to do that, really. It's 11:33:10. I can imagine if he came home and said, I'm taking Fox instead of, I don't know who, there'd be some wigs on the green there. We're back just after this. Now, welcome into today's programme. Good reaction, I have to say, to Breda Fox there. The National Enterprise Awards taking place tomorrow, Mansion House, Dublin. And they'll be on the 9 o'clock news tomorrow night from there. If you want to get in contact with us today, 0917 007 007, you can text us to 53995.